Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Behind the Pink Mic. This is Dr. Lauren on Breast Talk Tuesday. I am a breast surgical oncologist here in Redding, California. I am also a student at the Andrew Weil Center of Integrative Medicine. And today we have a special guest in the studio. His name is Will Beaver.
Yee-yee!
Known as Mighty from the group Special Blend.
What's up, fam?
And he's here to share his journey about breast cancer. He's also a genetic mutation carrier. He's also going to tell us about his journey as a musician and how he's helping to spread awareness for breast cancer, especially among males.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Dr. Shirkin.
Welcome to the show.
Well, my parents taught me respect, so. yeah, I'm happy to, we were just talking about, having this was, you know, such a punch in the gut, but, mm-hmm. You know, just learning to turn in a different direction by having, you know, feeling lucky, you know, by having a voice.
Yeah.
And sometimes not, you know, you see people that I get it. I went through it. You can go down to some dark places. There's some place, you know, there's a, so having that encouragement and, just, I think one of the big ones I posted, I think my first post I was really apprehensive on. Mm-hmm. And, some girl from the East Coast, her dad hit me up and said, I'm going through cancer, you know, and didn't really want to talk about it, didn't know what to say about it, but just said, thank you for posting it, you know, what have you. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, this is what I got to do.
This is what you got to do.
Yep.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background as a musician and how you got started with the group.
Musician. Mm-hmm. It all first starts out in church.
Church.
Yeah, all of a sudden. Yes, because, yeah, everybody, first and foremost, I'm not a singer at all. I have three older sisters that were singers, and I just followed along. And, fell in love with music. Started piano to drums to guitar to records. Love vinyl. I blues, old hip-hop, you name it. I love instrumentals and I met was jamming with some guys in Huntington Beach, and the lead singer, lead guitar player had a freak out moment, walked out, and three or four of us stood there and was like, you guys, we still have an hour, you guys, you know, on you guys ready to jam? And I was like, yeah, we're still, yeah, let's jam. And me, Yuck, and Tanner, and we've been together for 13 years.
Wow.
And just met out of a coincidence.
Just a coincidence.
It is out of coincidence. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about drummers, they suck. Just kidding. I love you guys, but they're very temperamental. But we met one of Tanner's buddy, Wolfie, who's just the biggest heart in the world, craziest hair in the world. And then brought my buddy Bone on, who I start doing hip-hop, you know, who we grew up doing hip-hop with. And Special Blend, would, you know, the name of it came from the back of a coffee can. Just said, you know, putting all these unique spices and blends together to become one unique touch blend. And hearing it out loud, I went, wow, that's amazing. That's exactly what we are. Mm-hmm. From heavy metal to, you know, to rap to, you know, to... you know, Wolfie plays classical, you know, first time I heard him play, you know, he plays classical piano. Wow. So it's like.
So what is the genre or the vibe that you guys have?
You know, it's crazy that when you say that, it's, I think now that we've kind of almost surpassed, we've started to surpass genres now. If you, like up in Redding, you kind of, you kind of have that rock, you know, what have you. When you go down to Southern California, there's so many integrated sounds. Like, they call us, like, surf rock reggae or, reggae, hip-hop, or, you know, there's so many sounds of us. Like, I think one of our I think one of the things, you know, we have Michael Belk that plays the saxophone for us. I mean, And it's amazing. And, I mean, the sound of it sometimes, just being able to see families dance and being able to, you know that you're not, it's funny you say that, we don't have, like, I said, in Southern California, it feels like almost genres have gotten surpassed. And, we did our first album, we released under Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they've put down into five categories now. And so it's only reggae, rock, classical, and I don't know. And so we did, the coolest thing in the world is we got to number two in the world in reggae. And it was behind Bob Marley. And that was just a bunch of nobodies just making good music. Mm-hmm. And so I think when people say, good music, it is. You know, we have, our stuff's just fun and fast. And so people go like, oh, what is it? Just turn it on. We have three albums you can turn on. You'll clean your house.
Yeah.
You'll have a lot of fun. You can listen to it with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Friendly.
Yes, absolutely. I swear a lot, but I don't swear, I don't swear on my album.
Okay.
There you go, Mom.
There it is. So, we'll touch on this really quickly, but back in October, you put on a concert on the beach for breast cancer awareness. How did that come about?
That was called support for you. It was really a big, it was the Think Pink event, and that was at the Garden Grove Amphitheater. And that was 1 month after my surgery, and everybody... Mm-hmm. You know, just went, there's no way you can't be doing this.
Yeah.
And I kind of regulated myself, and even I told you, you know what I mean?
Know,
I was
like, okay now.
And I said, but it's my lungs. It's not my, you know, my spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
My lungs are good.
Mm-hmm.
Real good. And I had three people, you know, if nothing else happened, there was three dudes that I talked to that all got checked.
Mm-hmm.
After I talked to them that night. One was the sound guy who was talking. Shout out, sound guy.
Shout out to Ben.
What up, yo? We were talking, and he was, I hadn't had my surgery yet, you know, so I still, I'm sorry, I just had my surgery.
Uh-huh.
So I had a tank top on, and so I would flash people the scar, and people would be like, oh, shit. They're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe. And he saw that, and he goes, dude, I have a little thing on my thing, my chest, and me and my girlfriend been thinking about it. And I'm like, well, here you go. And I pulled my shirt and my shirt back. And he, like, goes, and I was like, well, you can either, like, you have two choices, man.
Right.
Like, you can just breathe, you know, really quickly, you can go. And there was two other people I talked to that evening it was the very same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of those things you go, like, I mean, I call it shark mode. I zone out. Like, when I go up on stage, those eyelids go back. I do my show with my sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Because my eyes are closed. And I'm gone. I'm 100% gone. Because it's so awesome. But, I mean, to have that, you know, to be almost that, you know, like that person now that's, I feel like, you know, I have that obligation now to, you know, before, you know, I mean, I show people and they go, oh, and it's that, it's that moment where they go and I pull it back and I go, is it worth checking it out? And they go,
yeah.
And you nod.
How many people were in attendance?
Oh.
Was that on the beach?
No, it wasn't on the beach. That's right off of, this coming Sunday at June 7th at Sea Legs at the beach at Bolsa Chica State Park. Say that 10 times. And we're playing this Sunday.
Okay.
Down there. And that's right on the beach.
Okay.
This one's at Garden Grove Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the bands, we had Brewfish, Bee Foundation, 74 Odd. It's other bands. But everybody, you know, chipped in their time to, it was a beautiful event to be around your friends and family.
Yeah.
It's funny when you see, like, how many people, I'm so checked out just to see, you're, you know, just to see, and I had, and I no hair, no eyebrows, no beard.
Yeah,
I was,
right.
I looked like Uncle Fester, you know, and,
right.
and I had a huge scar on my chest. And
yeah.
so I thank everybody for pretending that I looked okay when they're like, oh, you know, because
yeah.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Now looking back at pictures, it's, I look at pictures and I'm like, gosh, dude, it looks
yeah.
so scary, especially when you're missing eyebrows. It's very, yeah,
yeah
you look
different.
But I mean, I think everybody, it was such a beautiful, like, time of everybody there. My aunt, my cousins, there was so much family and friends. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was like such a, you know, just, yeah, it was.
So people really came out to support you.
Ah,
yeah.
it was just
great.
So
yeah.
much hugging and, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Oh,
that's
so,
an awesome event.
It was love.
So what we'll do is we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk about how you found the lump and what happened after
that. Uh-oh. Bum, 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 bum.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Music is all I need to be free. But reggae is my remedy. Got this special blend that gets
you. Welcome back to Behind the Peak Mic with Dr. Lauren, and we have a special guest in the studio. His name is Mighty, and that's one of his songs from Special Blend.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to discuss today is, you know, about Mighty's journey. the male breast cancer signs, BRCA2 screening guidelines for men, prostate and pancreatic cancer risk, family history and genetic testing, and why men should never ignore breast and chest changes.
Mm.
We know that the BRCA2 is not just a women's health gene. Men can inherit it too. Men can pass it on, and men deserve screening plans that protect their health and their families. So can you take us back to when you first found the lump on the right side?
Yeah. First, if I don't forget to say it, uh-huh. right now,
mm-hmm.
get yourself checked. Come on. We're all alive. We're all in it together.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are we doing? I had a, when I was in Huntington Beach, I had a fatal lump in my chest, and we have in hereditary, our genes, we have cancer that runs through us. And I thought it was a cyst. We have, my mom has cysts in her side.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was a cyst, felt like a grape. Came up here to, when I came up to Reading, that grape turned into a couple grapes, turns kind of sideways with lumpy whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it, but I didn't want to know it. I went and had it checked, and my sister went with me. I walked out. As soon as she said, "I'm sorry," I just walked out. I just got my car and left. I didn't want to know. Mm-hmm. I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just, you know, it's, you know, and that was, you know, one of those journeys. And I just went on that, you know, you got to take that journey. And if, you know, my dad, love him to death, died of cancer, mm-hmm. you know, really 5 years ago now. And, same oncologist that was with my dad originally when we first went there. We had gone there with my mom a bunch, and so we decided at first we were going to do surgery, and then there was going to be chemo, and then it was changed, and it was going to be chemo, 6 months of aggressive chemo. And then surgery. And so we did that. And then about 2 weeks before our surgery, Dr. Strickland came into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's when we met.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And we kind of have a connection. We won't talk too much about it. But when I walked in, you asked me, did I know Uncle Donnie? And I'm like, Uncle Donnie? Dr. Kirpin.
Dr. Kirpin.
Yep. He was my dean and provost at medical school. So obviously you did your homework.
And now both sons
yeah.
are doctors as well.
Yep, they are. And Chris, who's an orthopedic surgeon, was in my class.
And owns his own practice now.
His own practice.
So congratulations, Christopher.
Congratulations, Chris. So we have a little connection. So when I first came through the door, it was like, hey, you know my Uncle Donnie. And I'm like, who? So we had our little connection. He was a great doctor and dean and provost.
You know, it was my mom that saw your. It was something that was hanging on your wall. She saw something that said you were.
Oh, where I went to school.
That was it.
Okay.
And she said, "You don't know. You don't know Kirpin, do you?" Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I went,
"Oh my goodness."
I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what it was. When I had the thing on the wall.
Yeah.
There.
That was it. That was mom.
Yeah, so tell me and your mom, tell her, hey, Mom, if she's out there. She's
she's listening.
And your sister, hello. So how was chemotherapy for you?
Yeah, chemo is really, it's defeating. It's really defeating. It's going to a place that, luckily there's a place here in Reading that's just being built that looks magical. I'm like, I mean, I hope if they ever ask, I will go there. And I will go there and speak. You know, it looks magical that's being built. But I mean, where I went, I mean, going through that experience, it was like I said, defeating. Just really mm-hmm. going into a room, you know, with bad lighting and really crappy chairs and everybody looking like they're just ready to roll over. And you're walking in there and I'm 10 to 15 years younger than anybody in there.
Yeah.
And I still feel like I have hope in my eyes, you know, and I look at everybody and everybody looks done.
Mm.
And I look, they just look toasted. And I've got this port in my chest that, I mean, if you've never been through that experience, good Lord, mm-hmm. thank him tonight that you have never had one of those put in your chest.
Yeah.
Because that right there was one of the most painful things of all the things was getting that put in. And getting
they put it in.
Was mm-hmm. I mean, I met, I had a different talk with God that night. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is something you can realize that you can get yourself, you know, you can get stuck down, you know, it's, you know, if you don't have support.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Something that makes you happy, because mm-hmm. you got to find something that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. What was that for you?
Music is all I need.
Music, yeah.
Well, whew, lots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a loaded question.
Okay. All right. I understand that.
And a miracle.
And a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when did you get the genetic testing?
Well, one of the things I was telling you before I, we were talking about was, one of the things I thought was important for me is that finding out when I had this is that, with my first oncologist was that no male has ever given their information publicly mm-hmm. for studies. And it was for UC Davis, for anywhere. And so how are we supposed to fix each other if we don't know? You know, how are you supposed to change the oil filter on the car if there's no information about it? You know, like,
yeah.
I get it. And I told you if there's one person in a million that could be helped out from information by me, then it's obvious. It's my right. It's what I was put here for. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things I was put here for. But that's my obligation. You know, yeah. That's my, you know, that's... As humans, you know, and as part of this, you know, we're all here together world.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. And so finding out that, yeah, they're all these men that have cancer, none of them had shared their information, it kind of makes you sad because, and I asked them why, and she said, well, just because they don't want anybody to, you know, and I was like, your ego? Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the dude that, I wear pink. I mean, listen, I'm the first guy out there. Yeah, I have no I'm the first person to laugh at myself and at you and at both of us. And we can do that together. But, I mean, if we can't help each other, I mean, what are we doing?
Did you know that your dad had the gene? Or I can't recall. Did he have the gene?
So that BRCA2 is, it's newer.
Okay.
It's a newer, it doesn't have any information behind it. And my dad was kind of one of the... When he was going back and forth to UC Davis and going to San Francisco, you know, he came, unfortunately, he went through a lot of different cancer treatments, but that BRCA2 is finally what got him. And he came to me one day and he said, I need to talk to you. And I said, what's up? And he just stopped by the house. He said, I just need to tell you, I'm going off my meds. And I went, I didn't think anything of it because I just thought, well, whatever. Okay, whatever. And, I mean, he passed really shortly after that. And that was one of the things for me, and I told you, is I'm not a pill person. And it's one of the things when I got into this, everybody was, here's pills and pills and pills and pills and pills. And, you know, I get really, really nervous about, you know. And that was one of my decisions, too. I said, I will do chemo, but no radiation.
Okay. So one of the things I like to point out, with the BRCA 1 and 2 mutations is that more than 60% of women who inherit the BRCA 1 and 2 gene will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. For males, it's 0.2% to 1.2% of men with the BRCA gene.
Lucky me.
BRCA 1, but the BRCA 2, which is what you have, it's 1.8 to 7.1% will develop breast cancer by age 70. Now, the general population is 0.1%.
Hmm.
So the average male is 0.1%. And along with that, there's the risk of ovarian cancer for women, 39 to 58% chance of developing breast cancer, pancreatic cancer up to 5%, prostate cancer 7% to 26%. So bringing awareness to, number one, genetic testing if you've got family history, and then if you have a genetic mutation, what does that mean, and how do you keep track of your organs, screening, or even sometimes removing that organ?
I think sometimes, too, is I think you start hitting your 40s and start running.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Changes things.
You want me to be 100%?
Yeah.
It was, you know, you hit 40 and you don't want to know. You know, sometimes get to that moment, and I'm so guilty of being that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know.
Has this changed? Does this diagnosis and treatment change that for you?
Oh man, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, facing death. I mean, sometimes it's a scary thing looking at, you know, when you're like, you know, and then all of a sudden, dad dies and, you know, like mm-hmm. stuff starts going on and then this starts happening.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then we have a miracle come into the world
mm-hmm.
and now everything changes.
Yeah.
Now we start because it's all genetics.
Yeah.
The only reason I have this is because of mom and dad.
Yeah.
No blame.
And from dad.
Now I have a niece. You know, I have one sister that has it as well, and now I have a niece that has it as well too.
Okay.
So
okay.
we're just hoping by mm-hmm. info.
Yeah. Spreading the information.
Awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll take another commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Almighty.
Yes.
The special blend.
Reggae is my remedy.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
I wish every day was Sunday. We could go play in the sun all day. I wish every day was Sunday. Lord, I'm tired all day Monday.
Okay, this song is called Sunday. Welcome back from the break. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, Sunday?
Oh, I was just saying, we're playing Sea Legs this Sunday at Bolsa Chica, Huntington Beach.
Uh-huh.
And I just love seeing people sing that with their hands up, just singing it like, and I, you know, the, Uncle Don went once to the show.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought I was like, cool enough to be like, I'm like, it was maybe a couple of years later, I'm like, all right, this one song goes out to my uncle. And I couldn't even finish it. I was like, sometimes I told you, I get tied up.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get tied up and sometimes I don't. Family gets me tied up. But it's like, sometimes when you're out there in the moment, I just standing on the beach and it's just beautiful and you just feel everything. Oh, you can see the ocean. You can see your family. You can see your friends. And you can just see everybody smiling and dancing. You're like, this is it.
That's nice.
This is it.
Now, tell me about your ribbon tattoo. You have a pink ribbon tattoo on your wrist.
Shout out to Dom at Players Club Tattoo in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
He's been doing my tattoos for years.
Yeah,
I got it last time I went down. And it hurt like hell.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's like a sensitive spot.
I'm not even going to pretend that of anything I got, I was squirming and squirming. But, the ribbon is something I drew. One side's a surfboard and one side's a skateboard. And,
oh, let me see. I think you showed me that last time.
That's a skateboard and that's a surfboard.
Okay, because you design design skateboards or?
Yeah, and I've drawn all my tattoos on me as well.
Oh, that's nice.
And drawn them all. But I love making skateboards. I just made a skateboard for Dom's son. But that tattoo, it's like everything else. I never understood how much power it had. Mm-hmm. I've been to the grocery store and reached out to pay for something and had this woman, like I've had had this one woman just break down and start crying because she's like, she lost her daughter to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And I don't think about it when I reach my right hand out. It's when I shake people's hand, when I see I never thought about it. I honestly didn't think about that placement at all. I just thought it took my, you know, like that's important. That's how important that is to me. Mm-hmm. And when I, like, people go, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, so, yeah.
You're like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's real. I'm like, that's real. Mm-hmm. And they look at me because they look at me and they think, they go, oh, your daughter or your, you know, daughter, wife, mom, you know, whatever, whatever it is. And I go, you know, like that. And as soon as, like, I always laugh, I always say, you know, my new favorite song is Jake Dylan's One Headlight, you know.
Tell me about your surgical experience. How was that?
Wow.
Should I ask that question?
Ashley, I am so happy that I had, you know, your energy because at first I was super, you know, scared. Everybody, and that's one of the things I think a lot of people don't realize when you're in the hospital. People that work in the hospital and stuff like that, I know it's tough hours. I know you're there. I'm like, I know it's a tough, you know, but that's what you choose to do for a living. You don't understand how deathly, like, how scared we are, you know, like, when we're laying there. I'm always in control. I'm in control. Like, I'm always in control.
Yeah.
I'm on stage. I'm working on the car. I'm in control. Mm-hmm. I'm always in control. I'm getting on a plane. I'm laying on a bed, and I am scared at AF and just hoping.
Was that right before surgery?
It's always been. You know,
before going into.
And I have high blood pressure. You know, so it's like, I'm sure my head is just zonking out.
Mm-hmm.
But so when you walked in here and you're like, cool, you ready? Da 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 da. That's exactly what I needed. I just needed, like, yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And then woke up and, first thing you said was like, good thing, you know, it shrunk, you know, the chemo shrunk it so much that we didn't have to dive super deep and, you know, so like I don't look crazy, like my scar doesn't look crazy.
Yeah.
And all those people before that, everybody that wants me to get tattoos on my scar, shut up. I'm not getting tattoos on my scar, so piss off. Anyways. My buddy's like, you should get a shark bite on there. I was like, my chest looks like a shark bite, dude. I'm like, it looks like a shark. I don't need a tattoo to emphasize it. Like, put drop shadows on it? Yeah, I'm like, good God, my boobies had enough. Like, there's no boob left. Yeah, it's good. I'm going to savor that one. He'll be good by himself.
But, so you have the entire, and so for people to know, you actually had the entire breast area removed as opposed to a smaller area.
Yeah, I have a scar. So
your nipple and areola.
Yeah, it's kind of like, not from in the middle of my chest, but kind of in, and it goes right to about the middle of my armpit. Well, no, the beginning of my armpit.
Yeah.
But it looks really good, and I still get crazy little...
Like twinges.
Yeah, little needly, like in, you know. Yeah. I've been in a grocery, I was at the, what is that, how is that? I was at Safeway. I was getting salad, whatever. I'm like, like that. Start grabbing my boob. Like, I'm like, and this lady, looking at me, I'm like, and I just didn't even, I was going to say something, and I was looking, I was like, there's nothing in it. Like, I'm just like, sorry. I was like, she's like, what the hell is
going on over here?
Because they're like little, sharp little needly things, and you can't, like, and your arm kind of bounces.
Patients do complain of that. They say, I get these little sharp jolts and things like that.
Well, my mom always tells me, be happy, because that means it's coming back.
Nerves, yeah.
So I'm never, I was just in Safeway when you're getting, like, next to people, you're like, there's, you know, it's this lady's like, she looks over and you're just like, and with your tongue.
What's going on with him?
Yeah, and then she, like, looks over and she's like, oh, he has tattoos. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, man. So what do you wish other men knew about breast cancer awareness or journey? For men knew about, not just for men, but for men and women.
Well, I mean, I don't think my journey's over. I mean, I don't think, you know, I think that was part of what we talked about earlier about being responsible now.
Yeah.
It's like being, you know, younger. I mean, it's just trying to run away from things and then getting to a certain point where you're like, I can't run away anymore. And you know, this isn't like a credit card. This is like, yeah, this is your, you know, hiney.
Yeah.
And, and learning that, you know, learning to turn and fight. And fight and learning to... And have positivity too for others. I, you know, like learning. There's so many people. Every time I have a friend named Ryan that I work with, you know, that I paint. Anybody that needs interior or exterior painting, hit me up. Anyways, Ryan is a good buddy of mine, and you couldn't ask for a better dude to work with and enjoy laughing and working the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I remember going like, I'm not going to do this. Did it? And he was like, called me later and goes, you don't realize you have a big voice. I'm like, you're right. And yeah, and I was like, yep, you're right.
You do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's when I switched and made a decision. Was like, all right, I'm gonna log this into Facebook. Like, because the one thing about Facebook me is like, I only do music and dogs. I mean, you know, rescue chows.
Yeah. Who's Farley?
Farley. Farley's 18. He just passed.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he's well. That's right. Friday.
So cute.
Friday, he's getting his tattoo. I'm getting tattooed on him.
Farley.
Yeah.
Is he your dog?
Yeah, he's 18 and a half.
What?
He was 18 and a half. He went every tour, every show, special blend.
Yeah.
If you look at anywhere, he's
right there.
And nobody cared about us. Everybody was like, when you get somewhere, they go. You know, they're like, oh, you know, where's the dog? Where's the dog? Where's the dog? We go to Slide Bar. Mm-hmm. There was the most grumpiest old man that did the sound. Mm-hmm. He was the meanest to every band. And watching him, his eyes light up when he would see me because he would know.
He'd
go, where's your dog at? And he'd go out there and they'd go, oh, hey, and he'd crowd down and pet him. And you could see that love in his eye, you know, like, that's everything.
Wow, yeah, we're seeing him on the videos. I'm like, who's dog? This is a cute dog.
Well, I have Meatball and Miss Pickle, so.
Is Meatball the smaller, little, fluffier
He's
dog?
The fat, gray one.
Yeah, yeah.
And Miss Pickle is, I rescue, so I help Chow's Rescue Plus out of Sacramento.
Okay.
And, so, and then I do help with transport and, but, you know, it's just, that breed is misunderstood like me. You know, they're the most gentle thing in the world, but everybody thinks they're, you know, the most toughest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, we are, but I mean, but I mean, we also, you know, yeah. I mean, we got the biggest hearts too.
Yeah. Well, I think it's incredible, and the fact that you put yourself out there to spread the word, and it takes a lot of courage. You know, I don't know if there's a lot of men that actually, you know, share that story.
There's none.
You know?
I mean, that's why I'm thankful for your encouragement too.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have somebody that interacts with me like you do,
mm-hmm.
that's real. I'm super
mm-hmm.
real, and a lot of people.
Thank you.
Either you get turned off or turned on. You know,
mm-hmm.
either I'm your best friend, you know, or you don't ever want to. You know, like yeah, I get it. And I'm glad that you stuck through with me. But yeah, I'm. You know, it surprised all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're right. I am here for a reason, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, and it gets bigger and bigger, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's my life or having, you know, a miracle or having, you know, like
mm-hmm.
having my family or spreading, you know, this knowledge or just
yeah.
making awareness, think pink.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, or I'm the only, you wonder, I'm the only guy that's walked out, you know, like, yeah. I always like if you ever see anybody dude wearing pink, you're like,
yeah.
it's me. I'm
yeah.
like, I mean, I have for years. I love it. And it was funny. That was before, you know, even this breast cancer. I love, you know, we always wear pink, and it became so much more of a, like, really
yeah.
a bigger hit home at when this hit, you know. So
yeah. Now it has a lot of meaning to it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Have you seen my shoes?
Fatherhood.
Hold on. Have you seen my shoes?
Oh, those are nice.
Solid. Come on. Thank you for having us. We'll see you soon.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory. This stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hey, welcome back to Behind the Pink Mic with Mighty. So, that song, that last song, what's the title?
Head on out, looking for a wave to hang ten.
Pipeline. Yeah, Pipeline.
That's the name of the album, too, right?
Head on the clouds and my feet in the sand. Toes on the nose, make it real hard to stand. Better have some fun when we pull into one. Out of the ocean and into the sun, cause we head on out. Yeah,
that's all right. I like it. Oh. Pipeline. Yeah, guess what, audience? I got some merch. So this one is support local reggae, and then
shout out to Cali Vibes SoCal.
Cali Vibes SoCal, and then there's a t-shirt, a pink t-shirt, special blend.
Shout out to my man P2.
P2 in the house.
P2 and Sherry are good friends of mine. Okay. Sherry is my ex neighbors. Okay. But she does the photography. P2 does my merch.
Nice.
Good friends, family.
Nice. Very nice. And then what do we have here? We have the skateboard that you painted.
I do some paint.
Like wall art, right?
It is. We do. I call them wall boards.
Wall boards.
And I don't know. Some people do stuff. I really enjoy. This is for Dawn, my tattoo artist. I'm going down there for.
Okay.
I really enjoy it. It's like therapy for me to sit down and.
Okay.
I really like. I take old boards that are
okay.
beat up,
mm-hmm.
and I take a heat gun and I take the old grip off them. And mm-hmm. I got this one off of a yard sale off Lake Boulevard the other day for $3.
No.
Yeah, this blue one. It had grip.
And you just finished it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it had grip tape over it, so I heat it and I rip it off, and then this is on it. I didn't. Well, look at this. I didn't even. That was the other.
Okay. Well, maybe we can do a breast cancer inspired one.
Oh.
And then maybe.
Yes. All right. Amen.
Maybe at an auction or something. Yeah.
Amen. We'll do a thing.
Put
pink.
On the wall. Yeah.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That'd be nice.
All right. Amen.
So tell us about fatherhood. This is when I last saw you. You're like, guess what? And I'm like, what?
Guess what?
I'm a daddy.
So, I was tested a lot.
Okay.
And always wanted to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And never could be a dad. And just got it out of the way and thought I'm just going to be the coolest uncle in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then, right in the middle of life happening, the miracle, you know, Caden happened. And
Caden with a C or a K?
Caden with a K.
K-A-D-E-N.
Mm-hmm. And he's got his board already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he just turned one on May 3rd.
That's right.
And, yeah.
How does that feel?
It doesn't feel. It's just, it's still unreal feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's still unreal feel when you sit next to him and you just, you know, even sitting there watching basketball together. I mean, it was only a year beside. I mean, everybody wants to watch cartoons, and I want to watch SportsCenter. I'm like, you're going to play basketball.
Uh-huh. Plant that seed.
But it's just, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know how to put that into words.
Mm-hmm.
You just
mm-hmm.
sit there and go, wow, mm-hmm. we're here.
Mm-hmm. Does he have any of your characteristics?
Oh,
or?
He looks... He's exactly a little mini me. Loud, obnoxious. Yeah, he's got, you know, toe head, blue eyes.
Uh-huh. You throwing any instruments his way?
Oh, loves music. Loves you can music. Just go dance and just go and starts dancing. I don't, you know, it's just one of those things like in life, it was. Such a blessing, and you know, such you have to look at everything in such segmented things. Like, all of a sudden, this cancer brings you to a spot in your life where you're just done, and you know, mm-hmm. you want to give up, and then you decide, okay, you know, Ryan's like, hey, you need to share your story. You're right, mm-hmm. I do need to share my story. I need to step up and start, you know, like, stop being a puss and good, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And all of a sudden you hear this, hey, you're helping out. And then all of a sudden you hear this, hey, you have a son. You're like, no, it can't be.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. And it's here.
And then
it's a miracle
God
too.
Has
a
very, very funny way of dropping humor sometimes on me. And every time I think I have one thing figured out, I have nothing figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have that one saying, you know, the more you know, the less you know. So, I mean, I'm so happy and so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I can't try to figure it out and put it into words.
Yeah.
It's just, wow, so thankful. You just sit there and just go. I mean, you know, here I told you I just had a full reconstructive shoulder surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So between, you know, that and, you know, the cancer and, you know, and Caden and all this, it's really, you have to go, okay. We gotta really start to refocus things, you know, and go like, man, are we like hitting like a second, you know, like, I don't know, second win? Are we going around like it's a second loop? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it does feel like you've turned a corner and now all of a sudden it goes, wow, am I about to turn another corner on my life?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And that was so unexpected too, you know.
All of it, and that's what's crazy. Is all of it.
Yeah.
Sitting here with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, really.
A year ago, yeah.
Really, all of it. You know, I mean, to go from knocking on death's doors with a child to, you know, to happiness to.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
you know,
spreading the word and inspiring people.
And that's why I said to go this Sunday.
Oh yeah.
To go like. Singing, I don't think people, I know some people do realize, but like, if you could realize that feeling, like, that feeling, when I stand up and I go, it's like, there's no magic. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, other than sitting next to Caden watching Sports Center, like, you know, like, it, like to stand there and you go, and you get ready, right when you get ready to sing, you go like, it just feels, you know, like, oh, you're, you know, I don't know how, what that word is.
Yeah.
But
it's a great feeling.
Oh.
So we're getting ready to wrap up shortly. I do want to at least mention the criteria for genetic testing, because I know there's some people out there wondering, I wonder if I should get genetic testing. Do I qualify?
Stop wondering.
Yeah. So having a family member with a genetic mutation, the BRCA1, BRCA2, and there are 10 other breast cancer genes that we know of, having Ashkenazi Jewish heritage, having a personal or family history of breast cancer at the age of 50 or younger, or having a personal or family history of ovarian cancer, male breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, or metastatic or high-risk prostate cancer.
Or if you're bloody Irish, go get yourself checked out.
I know. You can, you know, talk to your primary care physician, but you can always come see Dr. Lauren Strickland at Valor Oncology, 530-900-4000, for genetic testing.
And it's not embarrassing. Nothing's embarrassing, man. It'd be so much cooler to tell your loved one to say, hey, I went and got checked up today, and everything came back cool.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, like I said, I think, I hate to say it, but I think we get to a certain age where we kind of start running for a bit. And
yeah, we do.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and I did, and we have bad, you know, we have, like, some crazy things in our genes, and I just didn't want to know.
So, today's takeaway is simple.
Right.
Men can get breast cancer, and breast changes in men should not be ignored. In our last minute, is there anything you want to leave our audience with? Anything that you would like to close out the show with?
Mm.
Other than special blend this Sunday at...
No. Be kind.
Be kind. Be kind to everybody.
Be kind and spread love.
Spread love?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for joining me on the show. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional.